Between the fast food venues and the Myrick Street complexes on Route 3 as you head out of Ellsworth lies an oasis of calm and beauty where imprinted owls, red-tailed hawks, and turkey vultures have found sanctuary and where travelers and residents alike can find quiet trails, bird songs, and a respite from the hustle and bustle of everyday life. Birds Acre director and caretaker Grayson Richmond tells Star 97.7 how Ellsworth came to have such a treasured connection with nature, thanks to famed ornithologist Cordelia Stanwood.
Cordelia was an Ellsworth citizen, born in 1865 and lived here until 1958 when she passed away, and people in town saved the property to keep her legacy alive, all her research, her photographs, her field notes, in the property so that others could visit without charge, so that everyone would have access. Out of that developed all the natural themes of preserving and caring about nature.
The trails are open year-round from 9 to 5. Stop by there at 289 High Street for self-guided walking and hiking adventures. Looking for a place to get away for a peaceful walk filled with fields, forests, and feather songs? No need to go far. Just off High Street as you head out of Ellsworth, you'll find the Stanwood Wildlife Sanctuary, also known as Birds Acre. The 200-acre treasure includes an orchard, a nature center showcasing Cordelia Stanwood's avian field notes, and an extensive photographic collection. Director caretaker Grayson Richmond tells Star 97.7 there's also a wonderful trail system that's a great place to take a hike.
Birds Acre Trails are one of our highlights for those who know, and when you come across us, they're a beautiful find. They're easy, short, interconnected, and you can go for further walks. We have a beautiful new green loop, and while the birds are slowing down a little bit with their singing, you can still hear a lot of wonderful encounters out there.
Birds Acre is located at 289 High Street, and the trails are free and open year-round. There is a donation box if you'd like to help the sanctuary continue their work of connecting people with nature. Cordelia Stanwood was a pioneering ornithologist who left journals and photographs documenting her world-renowned studies at what is now the Stanwood Wildlife Sanctuary off High Street in Ellsworth. Director caretaker Grayson Richmond tells Star 97.7, today the sanctuary boasts 200 acres of trails and orchard and a sanctuary for some rehabilitated visitors who are unable to be released back into the wild.
We have Little Cooper, a barred owl, who's just delightful, and sometimes he likes to hoot at people. Gouch is a favorite. Also, an imprint who can't go back to the wild. He's a black vulture, and is very brilliant, just as his counterpart in the wild, Ziggy, the turkey vulture, who is also really brilliant and can do different behaviors. We have great horned owls, red-tailed hawks, broadwing hawks.
Richmond says when you visit, you may not see the ambassadors right away because they're doing their natural behaviors, such as camouflaging, and living their natural lives at the sanctuary. Check birdsacre.com or give them a call if you'd like to set up a talk about their work and get a special visit and viewing of their winged representatives. When you think of value, do you think green? One of Ellsworth's most valuable treasures is a 200-acre gem located just off High Street as you head out of Ellsworth toward Myrick Street. Birds Acre has miles of trails, a nature center that right now boasts a poster exhibit celebrating migration, and a host of feathered ambassadors to delight kids and adults alike. Director caretaker Grayson Richmond tells Star 97.7 how you can support the legacy of renowned ornithologist Cordelia Stanwood.
Everything here flows from Cordelia. Tours of her homestead, walking the trails that she created to study birds, visiting the ambassadors and seeing why they're so special. And support can be done either if you have a little bit of time and you'd like to contribute to a little project, or you'd like to join maybe a little cleanup out in the trails, or we have a link on our website to donate, and on site we have a QR code.
There's also a donation box right on the registration building where you can contribute when you stop by to walk the trails or visit. Check out birdsacre.com to learn about hours, special summer programs, and all things nature.